We have fresh evidence this morning that Americans continue to lack trust in their government. The evidence comes from a trusted source, the Pew Research Center, which released a poll showing that only 19% of Americans trust the government, either always or most of the time. 19%. Yet big majorities also say they want the government to play a major role in national security, disaster relief, safety, education, the environment, and the economy. They want the government to act. They just don't trust the government to do it. NPR Washington editor Ron Elving has been studying this survey. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What do you make of this?
This is a Pew Research Center poll. That's one of the very best, most scientific and broad-based measures of opinion we have. And it shows a trend that's been continuing more or less for the last half century, but particularly in recent years. In this particular survey, they did more than 6,000 interviews in all 50 states over 5 weeks, ending October 4th.
Which is a much bigger survey, a much bigger sample size than a lot of surveys. Let me ask, though, that 19% trust level, is that focusing just on the federal government, or does it also include state and local governments?
The main focus is on the federal government, although there is a broader sense of disaffection that also would touch the state and local governments. People are also, I should say, down on career politicians and the major parties and the role of money in elections. And I must add, Steve, 2/3 of the respondents said that the news media in America are having a negative effect.
I'm shocked to hear that, Ron Elving. Let me just mention,
though, we don't do so well either.
Well, exactly. But let me just mention, you know, it is a democracy. We're not entirely supposed to trust our government. Is 19% trust especially low?
It's low compared to the high back in the early 60s, and I stress the early 60s, 1964, we hit a high of 77% in a comparable poll. 77% said they did have trust in government to always or most of the time do the right thing. The lowest we've ever gone is not too far below where we are right now. 17% was the low in 2010.
What was different in the 1960s?
Well, you know, you still had the Cold War going on. There was a lot of loyalty to the United States of America over, say, our communist adversaries. The Vietnam War was just beginning to enter the public consciousness. People hadn't gotten disillusioned about that war yet. And we still had a very positive element of the space program, and the civil rights movement was in flower at that time. We had full employment and prosperity. Probably Americans were richer right then than they'd ever been before, and arguably better off than they are now.
Oh, wow. So let me just ask you, though. We have this situation with a 19% approval rating. Is it different, or not approval rating, trust in government rating? Is that different if you're a Republican or a Democrat?
It is different, although there is not as great a difference between the parties when you talk about wanting government to do certain things, agreed upon things. But when you talk about people who are angry at the government, Republicans and conservatives are 3 times more likely to say they're angry than people on the other side of the spectrum.
But people still want the government to do stuff?
They do. They seem to like the idea of government services, even federal government services. They do not like the level of service that they feel they get. They do want the federal government to manage immigration, not the states. They want the government to do something to strengthen the economy, protect the environment, even improve education.
Okay, so how can they demand that much of the government, but they don't trust the government to deliver?
You know, there may be something in this word trust, Steve. It's built into the question going back 6 decades. But when you ask Americans that question now, it sounds a little different. It strains the contemporary American personality to say that any one of us really trusts the government always or most of the time. It's asking too much in a skeptical age. And we're just seeing too many stories about, say, the Veterans Administration hospitals or the Secret Service or pick your agency.
Yeah.
And also, there's a lot of feeling that the government is just overwhelmed at times, maybe wrong-headed
right.
in its policy.
Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
I trust you. That's NPR's Ron Elving.